It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for being locked in. I'll be hanging out for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. I'm being joined by our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. Thank you for being here. You can consider this to be halftime of the show. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific is the start. We've been here for 2 hours, two more to go. Thank you to our guest in the last hour. We were joined by Ryan Harris, Super Bowl champ with the Denver Broncos. You can now catch him on CBS, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. He's everywhere, and he's good. We talked about these rumors of Trevor Lawrence. The Steelers have an interest in him. Well, it sounds like a load of crap. This is factual. The New York Jets put out a statement today. They are moving on from Aaron Rodgers. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the future of Travis Hunter. We're pulling up on the NFL Combine. I know it sounds crazy. We just finished with the Super Bowl. We got to focus in on what's next and what's in the future. We discussed Alex Bregman going to the Boston Red Sox. We have another guest. In 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Andrew Filippone from the Pony Express. You can catch him on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. We're going to get down to brass tacks. What are the Steelers going to do at quarterback? Was the Trevor Lawrence story real? Are they going to see what's up with Aaron Rodgers? Are they going to bring in Wilson, bring back Wilson, bring back Fields? Andrew Filippone will have some ideas. If you've missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That is 855-212-4227. You know, we had a couple of callers before the break. One caller, given his thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, doesn't believe that he is a starter. Thinks that if he's going to continue on in his NFL career, that Aaron Rodgers should have to compete for a job. I mean, at this stage of his career, what is he going to compete for? Just show up and go to work. Hey, look at my resume. Look at what I did last year. Almost 4,000 yards, 28 TDs. Give me a break. And I'm old. I can give you that at a minimum this upcoming season. Yeah, and I was hurt too. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is that washed up. He's just one hit away. That's the part that you have to be wary of. That was a caller from Alabama. And then we had a caller from Oregon who had a very good question. It was about Travis Hunter. Because as much as the Super Bowl was just on Sunday, the NFL Draft Combine, it goes down February 24th to March 3rd. I'm not trying to hit the fast forward button on life here, but we are going to blink. And it's going to be 2 weeks from now. We're going to be dead smack in the middle of the combine. And there's some questions. When you have Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders presumably going to be the top two quarterbacks selected in the draft, are they going to throw? You know, what physical freak of nature is going to jump the draft board and who's going to be flying? Who's going to have a 4.140? These are all the type of things that we're going to find out. But we know there is one athletic freak in particular that has captured the attention of people all over the NFL because of what he did the past few seasons, starting off at Jackson State, moving on to Colorado, now winning a Heisman. This guy's name is Travis Hunter. This is a dual threat. This man is a Swiss Army knife. And not just because of what he could do on defense, but because of what he can do on offense. I told you, he just won the Heisman. But it doesn't stop there. Travis Hunter is going to be placed as a defensive back at the combine. Now, this isn't a matter of, oh, he's not going to be a wide receiver. This is not a matter of a team selecting him in the draft and just abandoning his skills with his hands. No, uh-uh. This is just a matter of logistics. Anybody who follows the NFL Combine, you know, going on in Indianapolis, there's a set schedule. Big guys are lifting weights on this day. Fast guys are running on this day. The running backs are doing this on this day. It's just a matter of scheduling. He's going to get the bulk of his action. His bulk of his runs and his skills are going to take place at defensive back. And I would expect when he has a chance and an opportunity, if it exists, for him to showcase his hands. But if you were missing in action these past two seasons, you would know exactly what the hell Travis Hunter is. Because not only did he win the Heisman Award for being the best damn player in college football, he won Player of the Year. Walter Camp Player of the Year. He won the Chuck Bednarik Award as the top defensive player in college football. He won the Biletnikoff Award for being the best wide receiver. How about this? He was sixth in college football, more than 1,100 yards, and second with 14 receiving touchdowns. On defense, they didn't throw the ball his way. He only had 31 tackles to four interceptions with 11 pass breakups. Let me take it a step further. If you think about what he did on offense versus defense, Travis Hunter had 92 receptions. He only gave up 22. I told you about his 14 receiving touchdowns. On defense, he only gave up one. He was responsible for getting 53 first downs for the Colorado Buffaloes. He only gave up six. Quarterbacks only threw his way 39 times. That's it. Quarterbacks weren't even allowed to throw the ball in his direction 39 times. Let me say that again. They threw the ball his way 39 times. He intercepted the ball four times, and he broke up 11 of those 39 passes. Hickey, when you actually dive into the numbers, the fact that he played offense and defense is even more freakish.
It's crazy, right? He is truly, like, this phrase gets thrown out a lot, and I think it's overused, but for him it's accurate. He's one of one.
Yes. And we can think about some of the players that we've seen play offense and defense and have packages. I'm talking about a college specifically, Charles Woodson. Deion Sanders. I mean, damn it. Hickey, was it this week? It was last week we had Champ Bailey here, right?
Last week, that's right. Last Tuesday,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, we just named all Hall of Famers. Champ Bailey was right here in Atlanta in the studio. And I asked Champ about Travis Hunter and how he can maximize and playing offense and defense. And this is what Champ Bailey said last week.
You know, I told him personally to try everything, you know, just – you know, you want to let them know I'm open to playing everything, if that's what you desire. But it's going to be timing. It's going to be about timing. What coach does he have? You know, how bad they need him at one position over the other. You know, so it's all those things have to align. And if they align perfectly for him, like I promise, my freshman year at Georgia was because, and the way my career played out at Georgia was because of the coach I had. I promise I would have went somewhere else. I probably wouldn't have done half the stuff I did at Georgia. But that's how it is, man. It's all about timing. And can he stay healthy and excel? That's all it's about. He will work. I'm not worried about that. He has that kind of mentality. And that's basically what I encourage him to do. Just focus on what you can control. Let him know what you desire to do and let the chips fall where they may.
Hall of Famer Champ Bailey on Travis Hunter. Champ. As someone who had a package of plays on offense, play defense. We know he's in the Hall of Fame as one of the greatest cornerbacks of all time. What is Travis Hunter going to do? Yeah, he has to go to the combine and primarily perform as a defensive back. I think you'd be silly as a team not to throw him out there wide receiver as well. Like, why? Why waste a pick I mean, if you got a pick and you know what he's capable of doing in his ball skills, and why not use him at both? And I get it. This is the NFL level. You cannot run this guy into the ground. You can't take this man whose body is still maturing and say, man, yeah, you're going to play against these grown-ass men, and you're going to play offense and defense. That would be a massive, massive mistake. And when you think about the current draft order, we don't know what the Tennessee Titans are doing. The Titans could be sticking around at number one, or they could trade out of the spot. The Cleveland Browns, they need a quarterback. Sorry, Deshaun. The New York Giants, they need a quarterback. And then you get to number four, the New England Patriots. Mike Vrabel is the new head coach of the Pats. He's one of the best coaches that we've seen in the NFL. Yeah, he had to take a year off because the Tennessee Titans are stupid. There's a reason why they're selecting number one overall. I think Travis Hunter playing on the Patriots would be a best case scenario for a team that is trying to grow and move forward. They have a quarterback in Drake May. Mike Vrabel is one of the best coaches in the league. He would certainly employ him on defense and have packages for him on offense where he wouldn't be driven into the ground. I think seeing Travis Hunter on the New England Patriots would be the best case scenario for him. I get it. I understand it. The Patriots have been ass over the past few years as they've gone through this transition of Brady moving on and now Belichick gone. At least Travis Hunter would be on a growing team that has a young quarterback, that has an upside. I could see him having a great career for the New England Patriots. Asked the same question to Ryan Harris, who joined us last hour. I asked him, Travis Hunter is getting ready to go to the combine. Hey, what are your thoughts, Ryan? How's this going to play out for him?
So I think it's brilliant that he's going to go as a defensive back. And what he's saying to the NFL is, I'm going to go against the fastest people and athletes in the field of this rookie class, and I'm going to dominate them. Then you know he can be a receiver, right? So, I mean, that's what I love is the strategic choice to take that challenge head on and to put your numbers against some of the best and fastest that will touch a football field in the NFL. I mean, if I'm the Jets, I can't get enough of him. If I'm the Panthers, I can't get enough of him. I mean, I don't see him falling past two.
Oh, my God. Two? Wow. I don't know. These are some dumbass teams, Ryan. I don't know. I mean, if you're the Tennessee Titans, I guess, if they keep still and decide they don't want a quarterback, you'd have to take Travis Hunter, I guess. If I'm the Titans, you don't know. Hickey, you think the Titans are going to take a QB? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I feel like everything they've said so far screams either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Wow. You don't think they're going to trade out of that one spot?
Well, sorry. Yes. Or try to trade out as well for someone that would try to trade up. But also then on the flip side, it seems like everything you hear so far is no team is interested in trading on up to number one to get a quarterback. So I would probably agree. I think their number one goal is trading out. They stay there at number one. It does feel like Hunter, Carter, no QB.
Where do you think is best for Travis Hunter? What would be a good spot given the top few selections in the draft?
I think the team you said, the Patriots, a defensive-minded coach in Mike Vrabel. You already have a quarterback in Drake May, so you can, you know, have a guy that can deliver Hunter the ball three, four, five times a game on offense. Plug him into that defense. Him and Christian Gonzalez. I mean, you talk about a great secondary, a young secondary right there, yeah, as well in New England, having the building blocks in place to try to knock the Bills off eventually. I think if you're Travis Hunter, you're holding your breath. You slip past one, two, three are quarterbacks, and you sit there at four and go play for Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots.
Yeah, that's the type of place that you go. You're there, I don't want to say for life, but he very well could be. And down the line, depending on how things shake out with Drake May, man, maybe even compete for a championship. I know the New England Patriots have fallen on hard times. They certainly have a future. Jay Glazer just back in December. Yeah, the same guy that said Aaron Rodgers was getting a boot from the Jets. He says most GMs, they look at Travis Hunter as a defensive back.
Fred, I actually spent the morning reaching out to 13 different GMs and head coaches. I asked exactly that question, and it was overwhelming cornerback. Now, look, the one GM who said I would put him at wide receiver, the reason why? Elite ball skills. Everybody else said corner. Why? Elite ball skills. But they said it's just so hard to find a shutdown corner like that. However, they all said, even though we start him at cornerback, we're definitely find packages and plays for him on the offensive side of the world, the offensive side of the ball. Just a different type of cat.
Absolutely. We saw him play. He's like the Energizer Bunny. It's just a matter of how often he is out there playing on offense. He's going to be fun to watch. Whatever team he ends up on, they're going to be one of these NFL Sunday ticket teams. You're only watching them for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, we're going to go up to Pittsburgh. We're going to have a chat with Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. A lot of rumors earlier today about the Steelers, who they want at the quarterback position. Are they trying to get their hands on Trevor Lawrence? Do they keep Russell Wilson or Justin Fields? We'll have that conversation with Filippone on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in from coast to coast. I can't even call it the NFL offseason. It never has an offseason. The Super Bowl has concluded. There's a team in Eastern Pennsylvania that will have a parade tomorrow. And there's another team in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania. Well, they're dealing with rumors. Who's going to be their quarterback? We know who their coach is going to be. But what do they do moving forward? We are talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Joining us right now is someone who keeps up with everything the Steelers. You could catch him in the Berg on 93.7 The Fan. You may remember him, know him. He is the Pony Express. It is Andrew Filippone. How are you, man?
JR, I just got a chance to catch up with one of my former producers, Ryan Hickey, one of the top producing minds and talk show minds in all of America. So you are, what a tag team you guys make. Ryan Hickey and JR Sport Brief here. What, on Infinity Sports Network.
Do we need an official name?
I don't know. It depends. I mean, is it a 50-50 split here? Is it 75-25? Is it 99-1? I guess it all depends on that arrangement between you two guys. But
arrangement? Partners, 50-50.
Okay. Well, he is terrific, and you do a great job too, JR, so I'm happy to be on with you guys.
Well, thank you. Hickey, we'll figure out a name at some other point, okay?
I can't wait.
I can't wait. Well, Andrew, I know you can't wait. This has been in the news all day. What the hell is going on with the Steelers? There's no way in hell. No way in hell they thought that they were going to get Lawrence, right? That's not true, right?
Well, it sounds like if this call did happen, the Jaguars said, thanks, we're flattered, but there's no way we're going to trade you. Trevor Lawrence, I will say, I don't understand why the Steelers would make such an effort to want to shoot this down, because I do think trying makes them look good. Given their situation, I think they should be looking everywhere for a quarterback, making absurd offers. If Luka Doncic can get traded for Anthony Davis, you never know what could happen in today's day and age. And it would be, I think, derelict of duty of a general manager without a quarterback. With only one quarterback on the roster technically right now, that would be Skylar Thompson, who started a playoff game for the Dolphins several years ago. With both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields a free agent, I don't know what's stopping them or holding them back from just making calls and throwing crazy trade offers out there. If this call did not happen, then I'm a little bit disappointed, because it doesn't hurt to ask. And I get why you would ask, because we've seen teams, when they have a regime change and they have a top five pick, pivot to a young quarterback. That's how Justin Fields ended up in Pittsburgh, because the Bears wanted Caleb Williams. So I would hope that they call, but both the Steelers and Jaguars have both gone out of their way to tamp down this rumor and say it never happened.
Andrew Filippone is joining us from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Knowing that the Steelers do need a starting quarterback for next year, Fields can go. Russell Wilson can go. They've both expressed to a certain degree a desire to return. What do you think is the best case scenario and option for the Steelers? And we also know that there are going to be a few veteran quarterbacks who will be available, a la an Aaron Rodgers, a Kirk Cousins. What are your thoughts on what they should do?
Well, the best case scenario would be if, for some reason, NFL teams freaked out because of Deion Sanders and having a dad that wanted to be involved in everything, and teams sat down with Shedeur Sanders and didn't like the personality or his attitude or whatever. The best case scenario is that it's a situation like we saw with Aaron Rodgers, where he just plummeted to the Steelers and they were able to take him with the 21st pick. So that would be best case scenario. For some crazy reason on draft night, Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders fell all the way to 21. If that doesn't happen, and I don't anticipate it will, and the problem is you have to make your free agent moves and trades usually before the draft, and you wouldn't want to expect or hope that something like that would just fall into your lap. The best case scenario that is a realistic one to me right now among the available options is to find out what the hell's going on with Stafford in L.A., and if he really is seeing the writing on the wall there and doesn't like the Cooper Kupp decision that got made and is really looking for a fresh opportunity somewhere else to close out his career, even though he's played in a dome for most of his career and then out in sunny Los Angeles, you try to convince him and have Mike Tomlin put his charm hat on and talk him into coming here and playing for a couple of years to end his career. That would be the next best option for me, among a myriad of really dead-end options and guys that I don't think can win any more than the 9 or 10 games that the Steelers are used to winning every year with Mike Tomlin. Those would be the two things. And the draft thing seems far-fetched, but could happen, I guess. And this, in the Stafford thing, given the reporting of it the last few days, I do think is something that the Steelers have to strongly consider and absolutely look into.
Well, Andrew, you talk about Mike Tomlin and knowing that this is a team and it's 18 seasons. It's like every year is a winning season. Last year, they went 10-7, but certainly that wasn't good enough to be a competitive or a championship caliber team. What do the Steelers need to do to get back up into that upper echelon? It seems like they're kind of treading water at this point. So even if they bring in a quarterback, it's still a little bit of a minor shot in the dark until you can get a younger guy in, no?
Yes. Let me just say this. I mean, I think the nuclear option would be to fire Mike Tomlin and to bring in a young coach, an offensive-minded coach, and start over. Or the better idea would have been to find a team like the Bears or the Jets and trade Mike Tomlin to one of those teams and get draft picks and start over that way. Now, we are living in the real world, and I know that that's never going to happen because of the way that the Steelers kowtowed head coaches and believe that a head coach should be given as many years as he wants and the guy should never be fired. So I know that that won't happen. They do, though, my opinion, is that they need to find a way to delegate responsibilities throughout the organization better. Every single person who covers the Senior Bowl says the same exact thing. There is not another head coach in the NFL who scouts that week of practices and that event more than Mike Tomlin, to the point where he's on the field, he's setting up drills, he's trying to create matchups between certain players that he's interested in drafting. He's basically a de facto coach, whether or not the Steelers have their staff there or not.
Wow.
The man is the most, among head coaches who does not have a GM label, he's by far the most influential head coach in the entire league in terms of the drafting and free agent moves that this team makes. We saw Bill Belichick's undoing occur in New England mainly because he lost his magic touch with draft picks, and they had several years where they made bad picks, and the franchise went sideways once Tom Brady left. The issue here, I think, is that Mike Tomlin has too much power, and if things got assigned differently, Omar Khan, the GM, Andy Weidel, who came over from Philadelphia, who's like their director of player personnel, mostly does draft grades but doesn't ultimately pick the players. And then you have coordinators like Arthur Smith. If those guys, I think, were given more control and Mike Tomlin allowed for those guys to do their jobs, maybe things would go differently. But as things stand right now, Mike has absorbed a lot of power because he's been here for so long. He's a man of conviction. He believes in his own football philosophies and beliefs. And I don't think anyone wants to tell him no or wants to strongly disagree with him on things. So that is the conundrum here. The guy's never had a losing season. I get it, to the outside world. He's a fabulous coach. But when you haven't won a playoff game since 2016, things need to change. You need to evolve. You need to adapt. And I just don't see the Steelers doing that. And I don't see Tomlin doing that either. So I go right to the top on this one, JR. Things got to change with Mike Tomlin if this team is going to turn things around. And that includes the drafting and developing of a quarterback, because I think some of Tomlin's old ways need to change in order for that to happen.
Andrew Filippone is here with us from 93.7 A Fan in Pittsburgh. When you take a look at an immediate point of action that they could make, trying to go younger, you talked about that 21st selection in the draft. Where do these Steelers need to go? We know that they need some offensive weapons. Najee likely gone. Pickens would need some help. The defense isn't getting any younger. What are your thoughts there?
Well, my number one wish list item would be to get a wide receiver, because that was the whole issue last year. They never found a running mate for George Pickens. And by the way, George Pickens isn't as good as advertised. George Pickens has it in his head that he is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And though from a talent perspective and an ability perspective, I think that that's right. But I don't see a guy who weekly, game in, game out, conducts himself and performs like one of those guys. We get it. He's not had great quarterback play here. It's been an issue. But when the guy dogs it on routes and constantly gets into fights with fans and sometimes teammates, and body language is abysmal and goes onto social media and says things like, get me out of here, you know, that does not help the situation. So he has a gripe. He has a reason to be frustrated at times with how things are going offensively here. He's not the focal point of the offense, even though he should be. But the way he comports himself is not good. And I think the organization, if they had more depth at the position and could move somebody up the depth chart to number one wide receiver and number two wide receiver, that they would trade him this offseason. And they still might. But they need to find better players there. And so through trade and free agency and the draft, I think they need to bring in bodies at wide receiver. I don't know if the guys from Missouri or Abuka from Ohio State, Burden from Missouri, that is, would be there at 21, but I think they'd have to really think about that. I also would not be opposed to, and I think this is probably where they're leaning, I think they're more likely to take a defensive tackle with that pick, because I think they've got it in their heads, having watched Philadelphia dominate up front in the Super Bowl, that they need to get better on the offensive line and the defensive line. They've drafted in the offensive line their last two first-round picks. And I think they're ready to try to replenish their defensive line. So even though they've spent a ton of money on defense, more than any team in the NFL, if I had to bet on what position they'd take in the draft in April, I would say it's a defensive lineman.
Oh, Andrew, I mean, we haven't even hit free agency. We haven't hit the draft, but it feels like the Steelers are staring at another season of just being okay. That's what it sounds like to me.
JR, they didn't do anything in terms of coaching changes. They didn't fire any coordinators. They let go of a linebackers coach and a secondary coach. They aren't going to bring – I don't think they're going to bring back Russell Wilson. They could still bring back Justin Fields. I mean, I would not rule that out. I think that that's probably the betting odds-on favorite thing to happen, is that they try to ink a deal with him before free agency starts and lock him up to a deal that's more than what they signed Mitch Trubisky to in free agency, but isn't $20 or $25 million a year salary. Try to get him as a low-end starter and tell him, look, we're going to give you the best chance to play an entire 17-game schedule. And he might jump at that and not want to have to learn a new system, a new playbook, and try to assimilate himself into a new team. But you're right. If they do that, they're going to be another team, another Steelers team among the list of many over the last few years that has a high floor and a very low ceiling. And until something crazy happens in terms of them bringing in a monster wide receiver or getting another splashy quarterback move better than last year in Russell Wilson, I see them stuck as either the sixth or seventh or eighth best team in the AFC annually, perpetually, and they don't really seem like there's a real strong impetus on their part to try to change things, JR, for good or for bad. I mean, they don't have any interest in, like, doing the let's take a step backwards to take two steps forward thing. And that's what's frustrating, too.
Yeah. You know what? Nobody wishes injury upon anybody, but those are the type of things that kind of force you, you know, into making a change. If somebody goes down and you end up with one of those top picks, not wishing on anybody, but that's about the only thing I believe.
JR, the one time that happened with Ben, they traded their first round pick for Minka and tried to get themselves back into the playoffs. So they finished 8-8. That was a draft with Joe Burrow, Tua, and Justin Herbert, and they didn't go for a quarterback then.
Yeah, well, maybe they can learn the second time around. I mean, there's no Big Ben to fall back on this go round, so.
No, we'll and see. I miss him.
Oh, we'll see. Well, you can catch him on the footballing podcast. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm trying to find a silver lining here. Okay, Andrew.
I'm trying to get the invite to his basement to do the footballing podcast with him, JR.
Okay. Is he selling beer?
I haven't gotten one yet after doing a show with him for years. Now I'm getting stiffed by him. I'm getting big time.
Well, listen, we know he's doing footballing. There are more boxes to check. Does Ben Roethlisberger have a brand of beer yet, or is that coming too?
He samples IPAs on every show, so I'm guessing he's got something in the work. God knows he's got enough money that if he wanted to build a brewery in his house, he could. So maybe that will happen someday.
Yeah, I may need to make a trip back up to Pittsburgh if he does that. Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for the time. Always appreciate it. Where can we follow you and everything that you do on 93.7 The Fan?
I appreciate that, JR. At the Pony Express on Twitter. Pony spelled like the last four letters of my last name, P-O-N-I. We're 2-6, Odyssey app, 93.7thefan.com. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, 93.7 FM, 2-6 every weekday. That's Eastern time. JR, Ryan Hickey, thanks so much. Ryan, I don't know why you thought Penn State was going to win the national championship last year. You got it in your head, man. You got your hopes up. And they came crashing down when Steve Angeli came off the bench. And what a drive for the ages. Just the momentum the Fighting Irish needed at halftime to get themselves over the hump in that game. And terrible decision-making by James Franklin yet again in a big spot.
Hickey, you have no retort? Come on, man. Go say something. Come on.
2025 is the year. Oh, I'll see you next year, this time next year. Penn State, James Franklin, champions. Lock it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. We both believe that, Hickey. We both believe that.
Let's go, JR.
Okay. All right. Not really. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much. Andrew Filippone joining us on the Pony Express. Catch him, 93.7 The Fan up in Pittsburgh. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Andrew Filippone from the Pony Express. You can catch him on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Appreciate him for rolling by to talk about all these rumors surrounding the Steelers. Earlier today, we heard that the Steelers were kicking tires on Trevor Lawrence. We know that Aaron Rodgers has been given the boot from the New York Jets. Russell Wilson could return, or maybe not, as quarterback of the Steelers. Justin Fields is available. So many questions for a team that is just seemingly running in place. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's pretty funny that Filippone pretty much said that if you're the Steelers, you're looking at everything going on with the Eagles and you're like, man, we gotta get our defense back together. And so Andrew Filippone believes that they're going to put some bodies, or at least a body, draft a body at number 21 to help fill up that front line with Hayward and Watt, Highsmith, and see what they can do from there. I don't know if that's going to excite the fans. We know Steeler fans want to see defense, but I think anybody watching the NFL knows that you got to go out there and you have to score points. Pretty funny when you got the Steelers now looking up to the Philadelphia Eagles. Ironically, you know, we talked about Kellen Moore at his introductory press conference today, new head coach of the Saints, leaving the Eagles as their offensive coordinator. He'll be back at the parade tomorrow. Kellen Moore, in my how the tide has changed, people are looking at Mike Tomlin trying to give him the boot. People look at Nick Sirianni, and I know the people in Philly, they have hated this guy's guts. And now people are showing him all types of love, including Kellen Moore. Today, at his press conference, he took some time out to pat Nick Sirianni on the back.
First and foremost, I love Nick. Forever thankful for the opportunity to team up with him through this past year. Tremendous leader, tremendous head football coach in the National Football League. He won a world championship for a reason.
Yeah, look, for as many times as I've called him goofy, for as many times that he did sound goofy, you can't take away the results. And yes, he has an amazing team. That's anybody winning a championship. Ain't no bum ass coach just ended up winning the title. You have to have great players, and you got to give him credit. Four seasons, all four seasons in the playoffs, two Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl championship. You think about his regular season winning percentage, it's at 70%. It's higher than Andy Reid. That is the highest winning percentage in Eagles history. And people are even giving Nick Sirianni credit for basically in the game saying, you know what, let's air that ball out to Devontae and let's go ahead and end that. NFL Films captures everything. And they captured this. This is Nick Sirianni basically saying, no, let's finish him. Let's finish him now.
Can we score? It's over. Yeah, I don't just call it. Just call it.
For the Eagles, it is first and 10.
Hey, check.
And they take over in Chiefs territory at the 46-yard line. Hurts back, looking. He is going deep, and it is caught.
Yeah, look at Nick Sirianni taking command. Kellen Moore, take a back seat. Hickey, what I need NFL Films to narrate my life. I need them to provide the soundtrack to my life.
That'd be pretty cool. I'm telling you, that would make the mundane pretty exciting.
Just waking up, going through your day. Could you imagine if your day-to-day life had a soundtrack behind you, one that you didn't produce?
JR arises from a deep sleep, undoes the covers, and gets his day going.
Yeah, there's like you hear wind blowing in the background, right? Doesn't that make sense? Like you get the sound of a cold breeze, a cold wind as you wake up.
That, some music maybe as you're eating cereal in the morning, you know, like it could really spice up again what is a pretty average / boring day.
If I had time, I'd do that. I don't want to do that.
I was going to say, everyone else right now on social media is doing day in the life videos. You could do that and differentiate yourself by having all these cool booms and pops and sounds.
NFL music?
That would be great.
Yeah, I'll do that when one of my days is very interesting. How about that? I'll do that. Hickey, I'll do that one day, and I'll put NFL music behind it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, stand by. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Patrick is here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, JR. I love being on your show. Dolphins fan sitting here in a Sabres jersey. It's a little ironic. But when it comes to football, which what you're all talking about, do you think Miami should try to get Cam Ward or offensive line to protect Tua?
Man, do you know Tua Tagovailoa is one hit away from being retired?
I know.
So why are you trying to? They've invested in this guy. They're paying Tua Tagovailoa more than.
I know
about the concussions. They're paying this man more than $50 million. You think there's just an easy out? What are you going to do with Tua?
I didn't like the signing. To be fair, well, I did not like the signing. But
well, it's too late. You can't unsign him. You could either be garbage and then not. Well, look, it's not going to end well.
The league in pass yards and ratings and last 2 years is.
Wow, Patrick,
if he's healthy, he's a good quarterback. But do we try to go for Cam Ward?
No, you don't. You have to suffer with Tua for a few more seasons, Patrick. That's the.
Don't say that.
I'm just being honest. Hey, Patrick, I got to hit the break, my man.
Love y'all.
I love you too, Patrick. Thank you for calling from Buffalo. No, man, there's no fixing anything. Cam Ward is not saving you. The closest you're going to see Cam Ward is what you just got, watching him play at Miami. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to holler at me, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we come back, of course, it's the last hour of the show. I'm going to get to your calls, a few things that took place this day in sports history, and we'll talk about everything that went on today. Don't move.